Welcome to the Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast, brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Rail Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski. As Todd presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading a PDF or PowerPoint version of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads of the Rail Market Update, as well as the weekly Trucking Market Update with Avery Weiss and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the FTR State of Freight Rail Market Update podcast. As always, I am your host, Todd Tranowski, the Vice President of Rail and Intermodal here at FTR. Thank you for joining us this week. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us this week. We got to see a great many of you in Indianapolis this week at the FTR Transportation Conference. Four great days. We've been talking about it for months now. Four great days of transportation content across both rail and truck. Hopefully you got a chance to get out there, meet us, meet other folks in your industry, other thought leaders, hear what folks are saying about the trajectory of the markets, both from the FTR perspective and otherwise. And if you weren't able to make it out to Indianapolis, hopefully you heard about it from your colleagues, you heard about it from your competitors, you heard about it from your partners in the industry that you need to be here next year in beautiful downtown Indianapolis at the Crown Plaza Union Station. Get it on your calendar early. Next year, the dates, I'll already give them to you. They're September 9th to the 12th of 2024. So you really have no excuse not to be in Indianapolis next September to get that forecasting information that you need to know, that you really want to have and help have it be actionable for your business going forward. Now, let's jump in this week and let's talk through the numbers. Now, the numbers this week admittedly don't tell us a whole lot because these are the results from the week of Labor Day. And so with the holiday, with the short week, you definitely get some wonkiness in the numbers. You definitely see some things you wouldn't normally see in terms of declines, particularly across intermodal and carload, both of them down in the latest week. Not entirely unexpected when you consider that it was a holiday week. Normally you wouldn't expect to see those volumes decline quite the way they do, but the holiday sort of absolves a lot of blame, a lot of assignability for the reason for the decline. You don't put a whole lot of weight on it because of that. However, as we go through, we'll talk a little bit about some places where we are a little bit concerned whether it was a departure from seasonality, either on the intermodal side or the carload side. As we jump into intermodal, you can see that intermodal volumes dropped very significantly on a sequential basis. Definitely a little bit more than maybe you would have expected relative to a typical Labor Day week. So we will have to see how this shakes out. Obviously, if you listen to the podcast, if you're active in the intermodal space, you know that we have not had any sort of a peak season at all this year. We haven't seen any sort of a holiday run-up, a holiday increase in volumes. We've just sort of been stagnant, right around 325,000 carloads a week, but we took a dramatic drop in the holiday week. Now, we would expect to see that bounce back quickly in the post-holiday week, but time will tell. Time will tell just exactly how that bounces back. If you look back through history, you haven't always gotten all the way back to where you were before Labor Day, particularly last year. We didn't get anywhere near where we were running before Labor Day, after Labor Day, so time will tell exactly what the bounce back is for intermodal this week and going forward as we go through the final quarter plus of the year. Hard to believe it's already that time. It's already just a little over a quarter left in the year. If we drill down in intermodal a little bit, we look at trailers. We definitely took a notable step down in the holiday week. We're down close to 10,000 trailers a week in the holiday week. We had been running really about 11,000. We lost about 1,000 for the lost day on Monday with the holiday of Labor Day. So we expect that to bounce back to the 11,000 level. We would not expect it to bounce back to the 14, 15 1,000 carload level we had been at earlier in the year. Regular listeners to the podcast know that one of the reasons for that is the loss of the Yellow volume. Less than truckload carrier Yellow went bankrupt back in July, and they were a heavy user, really, of trailers, particularly 28-foot pup trailers in the intermodal network. That business has largely gone away since the bankruptcy. No one really knows if that will come back, but it has pressured overall intermodal numbers down as the year-over-year numbers for trailers get back to 30% down on a year-over-year basis. Certainly nothing to sneeze at. We had been going in the right direction on a year-over-year basis in the last few weeks before the Yellow bankruptcy, and then the Yellow bankruptcy happened, and we went right back down even worse than we had been running earlier in the year. So definitely a negative for trailers, a negative for domestic intermodal as a whole. Looking at the container side of the business, that is 90% of overall intermodal traffic, you have very much the same story here. You have a significant decline, much more significant than you would typically see for the Labor Day holiday in the last week. And so we will have to see how we bounce back out of Labor Day. Certainly there is a little bit of hope that maybe we're seeing some stability in the overall economy, maybe seeing, you know, sort of continued slow growth, a bounce back right to where we had been. Time will tell. As we go over to the other side of the fence, look at the carload market, much more seasonal in terms of its Labor Day week decline. Yes, we had it, but it wasn't quite the outsized impact that we see in the intermodal space. On the carload side of the house, overall carload, yes, it declined sequentially, but it was really in line with what you would seasonally expect for the Labor Day holiday week. We've been a little bit up and down over the last month. The holiday puts us at the down point, but we should bounce right back up to where we had been running over the last several weeks. Economically sensitive freight, a little bit steeper decline sequentially than what we saw in overall carload, a decline similar to the magnitude that we see in the intermodal space. That's a little bit concerning, but if you look back through history, economically sensitive freight does show a little bit more holiday week volatility than overall carload. So not entirely unsurprising. Again, if you listen regularly, you know that economically sensitive freight is that category that has outperformed overall carload for much of the year, and is the expectation it will continue to do so as we get away from the holiday week. So no real change to the story there in terms of what the expectation is from economically sensitive freight. Now, again, to level set everybody, there may be a lot of first-time listeners out there coming out of the conference. When we talk about economically sensitive freight, we mean no coal, no agriculture, no petroleum, just those sectors that are more closely tied to the underlying economy. Things like metals, things like lumber, things forest products, non-metallic minerals, those sorts of commodities are what's in that number. They're what's in the economically sensitive freight category. If we get outside of economically sensitive freight, which you have to when you talk about the carload markets, you've got two major bulk businesses, coal and grain. So let's start with coal. Let's start with one of the outliers in the holiday week. When you think about coal volumes, they're still the largest carload sector by volume. You can't really have a carload discussion and not talk about coal. And what do we see here? Well, we see that coal volumes in the holiday week were flat. They did not show a decline. They did not show a downtick. Now, they have not shown their typical seasonal peak either that they would normally come down from for the holiday week. So really a very much a status quo report for the coal markets, with showing continued third quarter struggles, continued lack of momentum. We'll see how they come out of the holiday, but the expectation is not for a resurgence in coal as we go through the next several weeks and months. The other big sector, the grain business, it has been on the struggle bus here for a while. You've heard us talk about it on other episodes of the podcast. We're down below last year, down below the five-year average. We really haven't seen any sort of a bump from the harvest yet either here. We expect to get that in the next, call it 3 or 4 weeks. But so far, we haven't had it. So far, we haven't seen it. It's up very, very slightly on a sequential basis, really pretty close to flat, if we're honest about it, but there is a little bit of a microscopic, almost sequential uptick there, and we will see where we go in the weeks ahead. One of the things that came to light in the conference, for those of you who couldn't join us, is that the grain volume declines, they weren't particularly unexpected because of how the global grain market has functioned. If you look at just geopolitics on a broad basis, you would think that with the disruptions in the Black Sea, with the disruptions in Ukraine and Russia, that would be a boon for North American grain volumes. It really hasn't been, and because that volume's being moved by Brazil. It's being moved by South American farmers at the expense of North America, in part because 60% of consumption anymore is taken care of with North America. When you think about exports to Mexico, when you think about domestic consumption for feed, domestic consumption for ethanol, there really isn't that extra volume to go to export that we've typically seen, particularly in a year where it was just an okay harvest last year. It wasn't a bumper crop the way we're expecting to see come off the fields this year, at least in the United States. So we'll see if that changes things as we go forward in the quarters ahead. But so far, we haven't seen much sign of that in the rail numbers. Getting back over to the economically sensitive freight categories, in terms of chemicals traffic, down very significantly in the latest week, down back below 45,000 carloads a week. It was a holiday week, but that was still a steep decline, definitely larger than you would see on a historical basis or expect to see on a historical basis. We did get a little bit of a run-up, a little bit of a peak in the week before the holiday, but then we gave it all and more back in the latest week. So we will have to see where it goes. How far back above 45,000 do we get post-holiday? Those of you that, again, have listened to every week know that chemicals has been right around that number for much of the year without much up or down traction. So we'll have to see where we get to as we finish out the year, as we move forward in the weeks and months ahead. Petroleum products, another big sector out there. Not much movement, a little bit of a decline. It really is following the five-year average right now. So nothing particularly out of the ordinary there when you think about petroleum products. Pretty seasonal behavior there from that commodity group. Stone, sand, and gravel, it declined in the holiday week. It declined less than what we would have expected to see on a normal seasonal cadence, a normal holiday week behavior, but it did step down, and it does continue a downward trend that was established really six weeks ago. We've sort of been slowly and steadily shedding a little bit of volume each and every week. That trend continued in the Labor Day holiday week. What will be instructive is how we come out of the holiday. Do we go back to some of the high levels we saw earlier this year, above 30,000 carloads a week? Do we stay at this level? Do we bounce back to off of this level to something closer to 28,000, where we had been running the last several weeks before the holiday? Time will tell here. Lumber and wood, a very sharp decline. Again, no real surprise here. A little bit steeper than you would normally expect from seasonality, but the lumber market is under significant pressure. You do see headwinds here, particularly from housing, particularly from mortgage rates, particularly that whole complex is just very, very weak at the moment. There's not a whole lot of reason for optimism, not a whole lot of upward momentum there when you think about lumber and wood. The other main forest product sector, pulp and paper, it took a step down in the holiday week, but not nearly what we would typically expect it to see for a Labor Day holiday week. So that is a good sign for pulp and paper that it was down only slightly on a sequential basis, but it's still operating at a very low level historically. We're still below last year. We're still well off the five-year average. It's not a sign of a sea change. It's not a sign of things to come in the industry. It really is just continuing to put forward a weak posture to the industry. Automotive, it took a step down in the last week on a sequential basis. Again, not unexpected with the holiday. It was a little bit shallower than you would typically expect if you looked at history. We're a little bit under 25,000 carloads a week. But all eyes are on the UAW. All eyes are on what the auto workers are going to do with their contract expiration this week. Will they go out? Will they strike all the big three at one time? Will they strike selected plants? Time will tell, but we'll have to see what that does to volumes as we go through the months and weeks ahead. It's really hard to tell right now what the impact will be until we know the scope and duration of any sort of strike. And so the outlook right now is for a continuation of the status quo, a continuation right around 25,000 carloads a week. We'll see if that holds up. We'll see if that actually turns out to be, depending on the breadth and duration of any labor action to come over the next few days. So to wrap up very quickly, intermodal volumes showed a much deeper decline than you would typically see for the Labor Day holiday week. So we're going to watch that coming out to see just how low or just what kind of a bounce we get coming out of the holiday. Certainly last year, we did not see a return to pre-Labor Day levels. We'll see what we get this year. On the carload side of the house, it's really just followed typical seasonal holiday week patterns. Doesn't tell you a whole lot. There were a couple outliers, coal among them. We'll have to see how those commodity groups collect themselves coming out of the holidays. Certainly that will be telling as we watch the data, report on the data, talk about the data, and try to forecast the data over the weeks ahead. As we get to the end of the third quarter here at the end of the month, we will keep an eye on that certainly for you. And with that, we're going to wrap up again. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule this week to listen. Thank you for being at the conference this week. Thank you for being in the industry. Thank you for your insights, your questions. They help us be better every day. They help us learn more about the industry. We do really appreciate it. Never hesitate to reach out if you have questions, comments, concerns, questions about the industry. We love to get up in the morning and talk about these things. It's one of the reasons that we do get up in the morning, is to analyze this industry, to talk about this industry, to discuss what's going on in this space. So never hesitate to reach out with your questions and comments. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week. As always, I am Todd Chernowski, the Vice President of Rail and Intermodal at FTR, and your host on the weekly Rail Market Update podcast. Thank you and have a great week.
That's it for this week's Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Rail Market Update will be published each week along with a downloadable PDF of the presentation. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on your podcast platform of choice and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.